In this podcast, we'll speak of acute complications of chronic venous disease with focus on superficial vein thrombosis and deep vein thrombosis. Today we are here with Dr. Deborah Karatova, MD, Associated Professor of Medicine at Charles University in Prague, Outpatient Department Head at Second Department of Internal Medicine, Charles University in Prague, and she is the President of the Czech Angiology Society. Good morning, Dr. Karatova.
Good morning.
Dr. Karatova, can chronic venous disease, particularly when it involves extensive varicose veins, be complicated by an acute condition?
So superficial venous thrombosis is really an acute complication of chronic venous disease. And usually it's not only once in the patient, but it occurs repeatedly. It's defined as a pathologic process that involves a vein of the superficial circulation and is characterized by inflammation and formation of the thrombus. The occurrence of superficial vein venous thrombosis in patients with varicose vein is relatively common. Nearly 60% of them may develop during life dysphlebitis. And the problem is that it could progress to deep vein thrombosis, and the real incidence of superficial vein thrombosis is probably underestimated.
And what are the symptoms of acute superficial vein thrombosis?
Superficial thrombophlebitis starts with microscopic thrombosis. There is venous stasis, vessel wall injury maybe sometimes. We can see abnormal coagulability. So microthrombi could propagate and subsequently form macroscopic thrombi. Vascular endothelial injury results in thrombus formation by triggering an inflammatory response, and that results in immediate platelet adhesion. So platelet aggregation is mediated by thrombin and thromboxane A2.
And about diagnosis, how to diagnose SVT?
It's not so complicated. It's usually the clinical diagnosis, because we can see red, tender and palpable cord of the skin. So patient comes to us because of redness and pain in a certain part of the limb, and the surrounding area may be oozing and the entire area is painful to palpation. However, the problem is that the clinical picture alone is not always decisive for the appropriate treatment. And in most patients, we have to assess the extent of the disease by ultrasonographic examination of the superficial and optimally also of deep veins. Because the clinical impact of SVT may be and usually is underestimated. Previously, it was considered self-limiting disease, but nowadays we have learned from the studies that many times it's complicated by extension of thrombus from superficial vein to deep vein system, and even it could lead to pulmonary embolism.
But do we know how venous thrombosis develops and what are the main risk factors for its occurrence, whether in the deep or superficial veins?
In the development, Virchow triad, consisting of altered blood flow, changes in the vessel wall, and abnormal coagulation, all these three main categories of thrombus formation are recognized to be possible risk factors, similar to thrombus formation in other deep vein system. While stasis and trauma of the endothelium have been cited as causes of superficial vein thrombosis, the importance of hypercoagulability has been questioned, but nowadays it's sure that also with stasis in these varicose veins, there is enhancement of concentration of coagulation factors, and it could lead to hypercoagulable state. So the risk factors for superficial vein thrombosis and deep vein thrombosis are similar. That is advanced age, varicosity, pregnancy, post-operative status, immobilization, malignant neoplasms, autoimmune diseases, obesity, trauma, hypercoagulable states of different etiologies, also use of oral contraceptives or hormone therapies, and previous episodes of DVT or pulmonary embolism. Also, many catheters in the veins, vascular access catheters, there can also tend to this irritation of endothelium, and also infusion of hypertonic solutions can lead to endothelial damage, like autoimmune diseases as well. So varicose veins are the primary risk factor for lower limb superficial vein thrombosis, and they are found in nearly 90% of all cases of superficial vein thrombosis. Among rare reasons are autoimmune disorders like Buerger's disease or Behçet's disease, but it's minority of the problem.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karatova. We really appreciate your contribution.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me as well.
You listen to Vascular Stories, the medical podcast on vascular disease. You can download the script and the audio file at www.vascular.alphasigma.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, continue following us. This podcast has been produced with the support of Alpha Sigma.